the Protagonist's Jazz Party on KRTU 91.7 FM in San Antonio and KRTU.org. Barry Break here along with Darren Cooper and Greg Norris. We come to you every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. with our favorite music. Tonight, it's Harry Potter. Well, it's a miracle month for Harry Potter coming up for us. The month of July is going to, we'll see, finally, movie number 5 is coming out. And, crucially, and the culmination to it all, the book number 7, the finale, is coming out at the end of the month. I know that if you're a Harry Potter fan, you already knew that. But we're going to celebrate with some Harry Potter music. That is to say, magical music from some jazz standards, as well as stuff inspired by the Harry Potter series, original music, and, of course, music from the movies as well. It's all on the way on 91.7 FM. In the meanwhile, say hello to the Jazz Protagonists. Rich Hunt, a Wayne Shorter tune on 91.7, the Protagonist's Jazz Party.
We're going to do a tune that's entitled The Night Bus, tribute to that fantastical bus that rescued Harry in Book 3. And in the movie 3, it's got this great kind of frenetic music by John Williams. And, you know, that Alfonso Cuarón movie. I think the third movie is my favorite, actually. Yeah, it's the best one. So here we go, The Night Bus.
Night Bus, an original blues tune inspired by the Harry Potter series on 91.7, the Protagonist Jazz Party. Hey, that's Darren Cooper over there on drums. Greg Norris on bass, Barry Brake on piano. Thanks, y'all.
I guess it's time that we do it, right? Hedwig? We'll do Hedwig now, man. The name of the tune is officially Hedwig. I think that people associate it as the main theme of the Harry Potter movies, but once again goes to show you what a great and haunting melodist John Williams is. John Williams, of course, is the guy who wrote all the Harry Potter stuff. He wrote it for the first few movies, right? I think they're getting other composers to do it now. But some magical music for you here.
Hedwig. This is the part where Aragorn tells Frodo that no man shall bow to a hobbit.
You know, I love Harry Potter. He just keeps hawking and BJ in line all the time. It's great.
Cooper on drums, Greg Norris on string bass. I'm Barry Drake. This is the Protagonist Jazz Party. We'll be right back.
All this hour, we've decided that since we're embarking on Harry Potter Miracle Month, we'll be doing some Harry Potter tunes coming up for you. What you got there? Hey, let's do a tune called Old Devil Moon, a classic jazz number. It's a standard. This one goes out to our friend R.J. Lupin. Wherever you are, R.J., this one's for you. Thank you.
Old Devil Moon on the Protagonist Jazz Party, 91.7 FM.
Thank you for over there.
Greg Norris on bass, Barry Brake on piano. Tribute to Harry Potter there, tune called Old Devil Moon. Hey, what do you say? Let's do Magic Works. This one is a tune by the Weird Sisters. This happens in movie number 4, Goblet of Fire, just came out a couple of years ago. Jason Buckle and his crew. What I think the deal is, it's a couple of people from Pulp and a couple of people from Radiohead. Is that right? That's who did the music to this. Anyway, the big school dance, they've got, the Weird Sisters. So here's a tune from the school dance called Magic Works. This one's going out to all the lovers out there. Hold each other tight and keep each other warm. bass player, Dan Cooper on drums, David Drake on piano, the jazz protagonist.
Doing some tunes dedicated to Harry Potter, so even if you don't like it, you can go home and say, yeah, it was a magical evening.
It's just a magical evening. Yeah, man. Tune called Magic Works there. That's the slow dance. That's the like the big final slow dance in the in that really, really awful scene. Everyone's unhappy, you know, the school dance. And Goblet of Fire, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Hey, this is a tune off of our CD Blizzblaz. It's entitled Expelliarmus. The reason behind the title Expelliarmus is that it has to do with Darren. When we were composing the tune, we were playing through it and everything, and Darren's stick just totally flew out of his hand, and we thought, well, there you have it. That's the name of the song, Expelliarmus. So here it is, baby. Thank you. Called Expelliarmus, dedicated to all those people who are going to be having a very good month, that is to say, Harry Potter fans. Movie 5 coming out, book 7 coming out. Quick vote, how many people think Snape is really bad? Raise your hand. Yeah? Yeah? How many people think Snape is good at heart? Raise your hand. See, what? Was that a raised hand? Yeah, yeah. It's usually a 50-50 thing. I'm 50-50 myself, actually, so, yeah.
I went to the website. I'm still waiting for my cloak and my wand.
Been playing music all night for you that is kind of a tribute to Harry Potter, music from the movies and music that's kind of inspired by it. And, of course, the real star of the show is J.K. Rowling, friends, the author who opened up this incredible world of imagination to us. Here's a tune by Leslie Bercusi and Anthony Newley that was originally written with Willy Wonka in mind, but I can think of no better tribute to a great author. Come with me and you will see a world of pure imagination. Thank you.
Pure Imagination there on 91.7 FM KRTU at the Protagonist Jazz Party. A tribute to J.K. Rowling, our favorite Harry Potter music. Sure hope you've enjoyed the show. We're with you every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. We'll see you next Tuesday on the Protagonist Jazz Party.